I love helping out my neighbors, especially the couple who moved in two doors down. Such a shame, that young and two little toddlers. I would give anything to help, and fortunately, that comes sooner than I think. Their feelings of being overwhelmed came out in the last neighborhood potluck. Both looked frazzled, and although they seemed calm, it was more of a calm before the storm. I offered to look after the little ones so they can get some much-needed rest or a night on the town. They wanted both: a nice dinner and a room at a pricey hotel to fuck and sleep in peace. I'm ecstatic. Because ever since you went away, life has been pretty boring at home. I used to wait for you to get home, and even though I would fuck my pussy with my dildo beforehand, whenever I saw you, it made me wetter than ever. Especially when you would walk home with some of the neighborhood boys, you flashing me a devilish smile as you got closer to the door, giving me a hug in front of the boys so tight I feel your hard cock through your jeans. And sometimes we wouldn't even make it to one of the bedrooms. You pop your cock out and slide right in between my cheeks with ease and pump me with that young man cock I love so much. But that was a while ago, at least for me. You're in your second year of college, and hey, I see you less and less. You ended up getting an apartment with your friend, and with you working and going to school, I almost never see you. And when I do, it's rather innocent, like we never had that type of relationship before. A sexual relationship. But I always hoped that we would keep it going, even though I think now it's a lost cause. So, taking care of the neighborhood's kids are a great distraction. I start having them each weekend so the parents can have some them time. And seeing the joy in the kids' eyes when I take them to the park or when I feed them their favorite breakfast, lunch, or dinner, it seriously makes my day. Tonight, I'm over there as usual, fixing dinner in the kitchen while the kids watch a movie. I get a text on my phone, and surprisingly, it's from you. It reads, "I want you. I need you." I assume you sent this to the wrong person, so I keep doing what I'm doing until my phone lights up again. "I'm home. Where are you?" I text you that I'm at the neighbor's, and you say you're coming immediately. I think something's wrong. I put the roast in the oven, wash my hands, and go to the front gate to let you in. "You look like you've grown since the last time we saw each other. You have decided to grow out a bit of a beard. It made you look sexy, rugged. But you still had that baby face. But that baby face looked familiar right now. It looks like those times I would wait on the porch for you to come home from school. That devilish grin, like you slyly planted a firecracker somewhere you were waiting for it to explode." I usher you into the house from the back. The kitchen had a door that led outside. Once I open the door, I immediately ask you what's wrong. Is everything okay? But the only thing you ask is, "Where are the kids?" I stay in the living room, and with that, I hurry away quickly to check on them. Just really fast. They were fully enthralled in the movie that was on. When I return to the kitchen, there you are, stroking your thick and veiny 8-inch cock. You stop only to spit on top of your mushroom head and begin to stroke slow. Slow strokes. I remember your cock tap. It was the best one I've ever had in my mouth. The way it was so sensitive by even a lick. How bright pink it got when I would use it to smear cum all around my nipples. My mouth was filled with drool immediately. And I knew how to use that drool. I got down on my knees and forced your hand away while I replaced it with my mouth. I let your cock fill and stretch my mouth as it goes past my tongue and down my throat. I miss this so fucking much. I was like a madman, using my hand to cup and squeeze your balls while I pushed and pulled your inches out of my throat. I could hear you moan, "Yes, mommy, make me come." And that turned me on even more. Because mommy remembers what you like, what makes you, and I come. I take all your inches in my mouth and moan so my mouth vibrates. Your knees almost collapse. I look up at you and we meet eyes. It's like how it used to be. I love being in this moment. I take your slobber-covered cock out my mouth and suck on both your balls while you jack your cock on my face. I free my huge tits from my dress. They popped out of the neckline with ease. I push my tits together and you slide your cock from underneath my cleavage and up until your perfectly pink tip is showing on my chest. I make sure you see me play with my nipples while you fuck my chest. And I tell you how much I miss you. Mommy misses her big boy and his cock stretching out her holes. Ooh, your mommy just sits at home playing with her pussy and thinking about how you would bend me over the coffee table before and after school and fill me with your cum so you could think straight while you're at school. You say you're sorry in between moans. You see how much you miss mommy. Mommy's big double D tits. Mommy's huge ass. Every time you fucked me in the ass, my cheeks would flutter and jiggle. Remember that? You tell me you're about to come, and I take my hands away from my tits and grab your cock in my mouth. I want all this cum that you're about to give me. I want you to feed mommy with that cum. I feel spray after spray unload in my throat and down to my stomach. You show no mercy on my face, grabbing my hair and pulling me on and off your cock. All while you drained your balls of all that cum pent up inside for not having a decent blowjob in so long. Once you were down and I swallowed every drop, you let my hair go and go to zip up your pants. Perfect timing because I hear the movie about to end. Which makes me feel a little bit guilty. I forgot about the kids for a moment. But, I mean, I had to take care of my biological one. My growing little boy. Or rather, my growing man. Without any words spoken, you kiss me on the lips and walk out the door. One of the kids comes in the kitchen and asks, when is dinner ready and why was I smiling so hard? I say nothing, I'm just in a good mood. But that wasn't the only case. I'm smiling because I finally got my boy back. Until next time.